WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I have my hands in my face. Just imagine it.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Yeah. Oh, you've been such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss.
Yeah. Well, but my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
What is this? I've never heard of any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
These layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
I think the important thing about a date is to have a good time. And you don't need to spend a lot of money to do that.
Christian stuff.
to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on A Plastic Sushi is to start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping our way through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, as many different genres as we possibly can that match our theme du jour. And then, on top of all that, we mix in audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? The only restriction is that somehow, in some way, the songs need to match our particular weekly theme. Valentine's Day is imminent, and if there's one subject that broadly predominates popular music, it would have to be human relationships. Yes, that mysterious human emotion called love, as well as related feelings like lust, jealousy, revenge, and obsession when things don't go so smoothly. And in this episode, we're going to be exploring all of them. Our audio clips from who knows where in particular include samples from three so-called educational films from the 1940s and 1950s. I found them on the internet at archive.org. They're called Dating Do's and Don'ts, Beginning to Date, and Are You Popular? We started off the show with a Japanese female trio, Shonen Knife, and a song called Quavers, singing about those intense manic feelings that come from having a crush on somebody. One of the most exhilarating emotions experienced by human beings. Another one, generally more dangerous, of course, being power over others. Backing me up right now is Barry White and his Love Unlimited Orchestra with the Love's Theme, one of the few instrumental and purely orchestral singles to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in the United States, which it did in early 1974. But maybe you already knew that from our 1974 theme we broadcast not too long ago. We've got so much great music for you in the next 2 hours, including Bing Crosby, Astrud Gilberto, D-Light, the Dixie Chicks, some Devo going out to DJ Chris Major, plus the Prodigy, the Cars, and even the Clash. We've also got three artists we're going to be hearing two songs from each: Peaches, Queen, and AC/DC, spread throughout the sound collage. The next song we're going to hear is pure J-pop. That's the particular kind of highly commercial pop music that was big in Japan. Please revel in the exquisite production of the Japanese female duo Puffy AmiYumi as we get the rest of your It's Not Quite Valentine's Day sound collage party going here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Call it fate, or just two hearts magnetized. But I I love you. Echo the hills. I love you. The golden dawn agrees as once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. Again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you.
Well, today, I thought I'd teach you some more.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just you gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. We can have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now.
Mama, not your shoe size. Maybe we could do the tour. You don't have to watch Dynasty to have an attitude. You gotta leave it all up to me. My love will be your food. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm open back to the wheel. I just want your extra time and your
kiss.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Never trust the stars when you're about to fall in love. Look for hidden signs or you begin to sigh. Never trust the moon when you're about to taste his kiss. He knows all the lines and lips so often lie.
She dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames. I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames.
After all, a girl likes to know you've had a good time.
Thank you. Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone
older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and it's not quite Valentine's Day, and that's exactly our theme. We kicked off that set with the exquisitely produced J-pop band Puffy AmiYumi and A Love So Pure. And then it was Bing Crosby going way back into the 20th century, I Love You Truly. We followed that with a collaboration between The Art of Noise and Tom Jones, Kiss, a song originally composed by Prince. Then we heard my favorite female jazz singer, that was Astrud Gilberto, and Only Trust Your Heart. Then we took a dark turn with The Prodigy and Smack My Bitch Up from their perfect album, The Fat of the Land. Every single song on that really rocks. Just a perfect album. And then we finished things off with a public service message, and a very scary one at that, about online sexual exploitation. Backing me up right now is the Japanese composer, keyboardist, and producer extraordinaire, Kitaro. This is called Cosmic Love. When I visited India some number of years ago, I met up with my friends Shalini and Tim, who were biking around the world, and we traveled together, and we came across a wedding celebration in a pretty poor and slum-like village. The bride, however, was dressed up and made up beautifully, and we gave her some money, and although she expressed thanks, she was crying, like the whole time, on what for many people is supposed to be one of the happiest days of their lives. And she didn't seem that happy. My friend Shalini, who's of Gujarati Indian heritage, later explained it was an arranged marriage, and she was probably 16, if not even younger. There are laws against that, but they're not always followed. That was a very thought-provoking experience. So much so, I'm thinking about it decades later. In the next set, we're going to be hearing two of my favorite past produced sound collage remixes. An AC/DC remix and a Van Halen remix. We'll also be hearing a deep cut from Queen's A Night at the Opera album, as well as some bluegrass by the Allen Brothers. But first, we're going to hear a song with a real story behind it. It's called Matty Graves. It's an old English folk song with many different variations in the way it's told. Little Musgrave, or Matty Groves, or Little Matthew Grew, or other names that he might be called, goes to church on a holy day. And while he's there, he sees the Lord's wife, who's the fairest lady there, and he realizes she's attracted to him. He wants to get it on with her for sure, and she ends up inviting him to spend the night with her. And he agrees when she tells him that her husband is away. But her page overhears this, and he goes out to find the Lord to tell him that Musgrave is in bed with his wife. And the Lord promises the page a large reward if he's telling the truth, and death if he's lying. So then the Lord and his men ride back, and he surprises the lovers in bed. The Lord Barnard tells Musgrave to get dressed because he doesn't want to be accused of killing a naked man. But little Matty says he doesn't dare because he doesn't have a weapon. So the Lord gives him the better of his two swords. At first, Matty's able to wound the Lord, but then he's killed. Then Lord Barnard asks his wife whether she still prefers little Matty to him. She says she'd prefer a kiss from the dead man's lips to his, and he kills her. There's lots of versions of this story. In some, he says he regrets what he's done, and he orders the lovers to be buried in a single grave. But the lady on top, because she came from the better kin. In some versions, the Lord Barnard is hung, or he kills himself, or he finds his own infant son dead in his wife's body. So that's the basic story, and there are so many details to ponder. How old is the lady? In the Doc Watson version, which ends with her daring the Lord to kill her, my first thought is that she's young, like really young, 16 or younger, and the Lord is a lot older. Theirs was an arranged marriage too, with him out camping and hunting and fighting with his men. Chuck Yu originally turned me on to the Doc Watson version, which I played for you on our story's theme. Now, here's the Fairport Convention version of Matty Groves, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Come home with me, little Matty Groves. Come home with me tonight. What's your fantasy tonight, dear?
Well, I was thinking of something different. Like, I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. You know how much I love you, but I know you don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave. But how do I stand aside and just let you walk away? But I know you won't leave as bad as I want you to stay. And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't love at all and the other loves too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay.
What do you do? What do you say?
When you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay. Hey.
another day. It was really good. It was. Well, it was big, of course. But somewhat dark and throbbing. And I could feel it move all the way to the back of my mouth. And I put my tongue on it.
Don't take them off. Leave them on.